John Emery. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of frigid weather before that winter storm moves into the Northeast. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z is tracking it.
All the way from Erie, Pennsylvania, back to Paris, Texas, we have advisories. There's ice storm warning that includes Fayetteville, Arkansas this morning, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and a winter storm warning. And that's where that ice is falling as freezing rain. It falls as rain and then it freezes on contact, makes a very thick glaze. And that could happen all the way up through parts of Missouri and Illinois tonight. So even Chicago could have slick roads tonight through early tomorrow. Then it's going to be mostly snow as it moves into Pennsylvania, New York, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island for tomorrow.
The race for the 2024 presidential nomination is now down to two major candidates with just one full day to go before New Hampshire's first in the nation GOP primary tomorrow. Both Nikki Haley and Donald Trump have events lined up for today. Former President Trump claiming he'll testify in the E. Jean Carroll trial to decide how much he owes her for defaming her about a sex assault in the mid-90s. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris visits Wisconsin today to talk about reproductive rights. Dale Gardner is a doula. She says the Dobbs decision had a chilling effect on people needing reproductive care.
They were so afraid of the consequences of trying to access out of state, and then also not knowing if who they're calling they can trust.
Meanwhile, there's a hearing today on a bill to shorten Wisconsin's abortion ban from after the first 20 weeks of pregnancy to 14. The vice president's visit to Big Bend is the first of a week's worth of events marking the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Voters around the country have pushed back since Roe was overturned in 2022. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Superior Fire Department responded to two home fires at the same time this weekend. According to the fire department, crews responded to the first fire on Winter Street at around 7:45 a.m. on Saturday morning and responded to the second fire on Fisher Street at around 8:20 a.m. They also requested aid from the Duluth Fire Department to help extinguish the blazes. Both homes were a complete loss and one cat was killed, but the homeowners escaped uninjured. The cause of the fires is under investigation. The Duluth Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying the man accused of armed robbery at the Walgreens on Kenwood Avenue. According to law enforcement officials, the incident occurred on Tuesday at around 7:30 p.m. The suspect allegedly walked in, flashed a gun to an employee, and demanded money before running off. He was wearing a black face mask, plaid jacket, blue jeans, black shoes, and black gloves. Anybody with information regarding his identity should contact the Duluth Police Department. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Allbus Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd, where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's game two of the Bucks and the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Pistons again in Detroit. Milwaukee winning the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. College basketball. Badgers picking up a win at the Kohl Center over Indiana Friday night, 91-79. Their next game is tomorrow night in Minnesota against the Gophers. Marquette got a win on the road, beating St. John's by 1 point, 73-72 on Saturday. Their next game is Wednesday against DePaul in Chicago. The Packers packing their bags, losing to the 49ers 24-21, ending their season on emotional Aaron Jones after the game.
Nobody thought we would be here. Nobody thought we'd make it to the second round of the playoffs, but it just shows that if you buy in, you believe in each other, you work together, offense, defense, special teams, and you really come together, it's hard to stop. It's that chemistry, you build chemistry, it's hard to stop.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be warmer. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, a little light snow by morning. Our low 26 tomorrow, a little light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 16.
This message is for Shana, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm sitting here with the world's sorriest Detroit Lions fan.
Hey, man, what's going on, man? Good morning and welcome to Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. And he's in the studio, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got on a blue and black Kansas Jayhawk shirt, and it's a nice looking shirt, but I don't understand how a man from Detroit is not coming in here with a Detroit Lion, Honolulu blue. How can that be, man?
I wouldn't stoop that low, Earl. Ain't no way.
Let me ask you. Is it going to take the Detroit Lions winning the Super Bowl for you to change your mind?
When the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl, I will put on a Detroit Lions shirt, walk downtown Detroit, and say I've always been a Detroit Lions fan.
So, listen, people are probably wondering, what you doing talking about Detroit? And the Packers just, well, we're going to get to the Packers.
I don't even know why we opened the show talking about these bums.
Man, the Detroit Lions.
Oh, my God. Y'all can tell whose show this is.
One game away.
One game.
From the Super Bowl.
They ain't got one game. Do you think they're going to beat the 49ers?
The Packers just had the 49ers on the ropes.
Do you think they're going to beat the 49ers?
Let me ask you, my response to you, Gilbert, is.
Ask me.
My response to you is that the 49ers, the Packers just proved.
You can't gauge it off of that, Earl. You can't gauge because we beat the mess out of the Lions at home.
One game.
On a national televised game.
The Lions
game.
Beat the mess out of the Packers the first game. Or maybe you forgot
Okay. But you're only good as your last game. That's why I was hoping. I was hoping to God it was going to be the Packers versus the Lions in the NFC Championship game.
Hey, man, can you imagine what that would have been?
O-M-G.
Hey, man, nothing would have never, ever, ever
in Detroit.
Again.
In Detroit. I don't care. Wild horses couldn't have kept me off that sideline.
Oh, you would have been on the sideline.
I've been on the Green Bay Packers sideline giving all the Detroit Lions fans the DX sign.
What's the DX sign?
If you're a wrestling fan, you know what the DX is.
Hey, you know what that sign is. Well, so Gilbert Brown is in the studio, man. It's good to have you here, brother.
Sir, yes, sir.
Yeah,
it's awesome to be here, man.
It's really good to have you here.
I like the new studio, man. Yeah. You got your bulletproof glass up. You got it nice and cozy in here.
Who do they need bulletproof glass for?
Because after me and you get done, your next show, yeah, you need bulletproof glass, brother.
Hey, man, let's touch base on the game.
Please.
On Saturday
Should we go back a week before? Because we got to talk about that Dallas game.
Well, Gilbert, you predicted
yes.
that they had the Dallas Cowboys number.
Yes, sir.
And you are 100% correct. They have the Dallas Cowboys number.
See, a game like that, Earl, you have to go back and talk about it because it leads into the San Francisco 49er game. Because without that game, there wouldn't have been a good game for the 49ers. You see what I'm saying? You got to gauge. But this is what people don't understand, Earl. We were a seventh seed. We banged out against the two seed and the number one seed. Now, you tell me who the team going to be to beat next year. Which Gutekunst did an awesome job. Don't change anything.
Hey, Gilbert.
You see all this running around that Detroit Lions doing now? It ain't going to happen next year, homeboy.
How can it be? How can it be for the Packers if the Detroit Lions, who are already a game away from the Super Bowl, don't change anything?
They're going to get their butt kicked.
Oh, so why?
Because we're better. Lucky. We're better.
They're lucky?
We're better.
I think the Lions' record
I think
the Lions' record is 13-5 right now.
Right. And they had their quarterback and everybody for a while. Earl, you got to understand, mid-season, after eight games, you can see the turnaround that we had. You can see us gelling. You can see Joe Barry seeing what he has and start calling things better.
Hey, Gilbert, let me look at who the Packers played the last seven games of the season.
Yeah, look at it.
Okay.
Detroit in there. Detroit in there.
Hey, no, I'm just trying to keep.
Just go ahead. Detroit's in there.
I'm trying to put things in perspective.
Please do.
Okay, because.
Please do.
You want to talk about the last seven games.
That's the last half of the season. So what is it? How many games is it?
17.
17. Yeah, so let's go from eight games left on.
The last eight games. Mm. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is.
Please.
Let's not make the Packers Super Bowl champions.
Oh, my God. Why not? You trying to make Detroit Super Bowl champions?
Detroit is a game away from being in the Super Bowl.
You trying to make them Super Bowl champions. They ain't getting past Frisco, number one, and they sure ain't beating Baltimore.
Hey, Gilbert.
Baltimore is the new champs.
Oh, I forgot about Baltimore.
Oh, you forgot?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell Mr. Jackson you forgot.
I'm just excited that Detroit has made it.
You know what? I'm not excited. But I'm happy for them because of all the years.
The world should be happy for them.
All the years they've been fighting since 1952 or 55 for them to contend for a world championship is awesome. It's awesome. Motown, I love me some Motown. I love Detroit. Them Lions, I just got a little problem with.
You know.
Just like them Pistons can't win a game. Oh, my God.
Well, you know. Okay, so Gilbert.
So,
who do we have here? The last six games for the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not it.
Forgive him, y'all. He's crazy.
But you know, while I'm going through this, it was. Let's just look at the schedule, man, because that should tell the story. The Packers had the third easiest schedule in football. You didn't know that, did you?
The third easiest
schedule
you say?
In football.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Only you would point to that.
No, look, man. This is.
You were probably looking at 2020.
This is the wrong.
Yeah, thank you. How about we go something else? Because you sure ain't got. Had Calvin do it.
No, I do know. Hey, Calvin, look up the Packers' schedule for 2023, and if you'll be so kind as to let us know what it was.
The last eight games, Calvin.
No, I just say the whole schedule.
No, we don't want to.
Because we'll measure it, and you see how easy the Packers' schedule was. They had the third easiest schedule in all of football.
No, you just said that about 2020 that you're looking at?
No, I'm talking about 2023.
Okay.
So Calvin.
Calvin, make sure you look that up too.
But anyway, the Packers, man, I really thought they were going to win the game.
They should have won that game.
I know people.
They lost the game off of maturity.
If ifs and nuts was candy and butts, what a wonderful world it would be.
Did you sit up all night and write that? Did you sit up all night and write that?
Almost, Gilbert. Almost.
People in my neighborhood said, if was a fifth, we all be drunk. That's how they said it in Detroit.
Hey, Gilbert, we can't talk about close. You played the game.
If you don't talk about close, how you going to ever get better? I mean, you got to talk about it.
Y'all played your team 4 years in a row. You were right there. Mm-hmm. Close.
A mini dynasty.
Did y'all ever
say, that people don't even know about.
Did y'all ever say when y'all lost close, we was close?
Yeah. That's what made us get closer. Man, we were so close, but Dallas beat us again. Man, we were so close, but Dallas beat us again. Man, I wish we could get them in Green Bay. But when we did, you couldn't keep grandma off of.
So let's go here. The Green Bay Packers this season.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on the Packers?
Oh my God. I'm gonna tell you this, man. I'm gonna say the unsung hero of that team, of the Green Bay Packers team this year, is the offensive line.
You beat up the offensive line for the first six games, man. I ain't forgot.
But boy, did they show up at the last.
They really did, man.
Oh, my God.
They were dominant.
To me, they get the listen to this, Earl, before you start running off at the mouth. Dallas has one of the premier rushers in the NFL.
What was his name?
Michael Parsons.
Who is he?
Defensive end. He's a slasher, linebacker.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't get a sack.
I know. He didn't get his hands.
He got a little pressure. He got hit or something. No sacks. Next week, San Francisco 49ers have the premier rusher.
Bosa.
Did he get a sack?
No.
Thank you. From that point, going backwards, that offensive line played their tails off.
Let me ask you, man. They were paying $25 million a year. Mm-hmm. For what's the guy's name that was the all-pro guy who got...
Who
we don't even know his name anymore.
Bakhtiari.
Yeah. Bakhtiari.
You think he coming back?
No, why would they need him now? He was making $25 million.
They're going to be like, sir, you can go ahead and go with Aaron Rodgers. He wants you to go ahead and go with him because we got some dogs now.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers wants him.
Aaron Rodgers wants him, yeah.
I know.
For three games, he's going to get it.
Man, their offensive line.
Jailed so good, man. Oh, my God. I mean, when you sit there. The beginning of the season, man. That's why I was saying these boys got to learn how to play with each other. You know? When you sit up there and you see guys, they had to learn where Jordan Love was going to be. You can't just sit there. You got to know, okay, he's going to be here, so I need to be here. He's going to be here, so I can be here. You don't tell him what to do.
So when we come back, I want you to explain that because we just see people running around. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. The epitaph of the 2023-2024 Green Bay Packers.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Are you ready to be well? Be Well Nutrition is buzzing into your community, creating a healthy hub just for you. Indulge in our delicious shakes, tantalize your taste buds with our refreshing teas, and explore a world of other wholesome options to fuel your well-being. At Be Well Nutrition, we're not just a destination, we're a lifestyle. Join us in cultivating health and happiness together. Be Well Nutrition, where goodness meets great taste. Visit us today and be the best version of you.
I was proud to be a soldier. I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Under the helmet with the grave
digger. Get up on!
On the Earl Ingram Show. Gilbert is in the studio, and I'm glad you're here, man. You know, you...
I'm glad to be here, Earl. Glad to be to finally see all them gray hairs in person.
Man, what you want me to do, man? You want to color it up again?
Shave it off. Do something with it. The top look good. Hey, bottom, I don't know.
We're going back to what it was.
Get there. Either get there or stay there.
So listen, man. So the Packers. Mm-hmm. Joe Barry.
Ooh.
Now he's up for contract. He's up for contract.
Hey, man. I mean, everybody was on Joe Barry's neck. I was too. But he started to change something in me, like the offensive line did midseason. So I'm torn. Do I want them to get rid of him? Or did he finally figure out what he had and what he can dial up? I think he figured out what he had, what he can dial up. But then again, you got to tell yourself, do you want to break that up? Or do you want to give him another year?
Well, they don't sign somebody for 1 year. Coaches, they sign them.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah.
But they fire them, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's Bill Belichick.
Let's do this. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines. And CJ, good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl and Mr. Gravedigger.
Mr. Gravedigger.
I like you, CJ.
Come on, man.
I like CJ.
Come on with that, man. Go on with that, man. Go ahead.
I had a revelation myself this season, but I've always been on the love train. 2 years ago, after watching him play preseason, I said, this kid's got an arm, and if they turn him loose running, it's going to be fun to watch. And I'm just really proud of the team. I'm proud to be a Packers fan because they showed some class. You know, staying healthy is the big thing for those teams. And they haven't been real healthy. Mm-hmm. And they still held it together. Mm-hmm. And I'm just really proud of them. I think they had that game. It was kind of disappointing, but it was one heck of a good season. And I'm just really excited for them next year. So, kudos to Mr. Gravedigger and his revolution or revelation himself with the front line on a really good man,
CJ, you really don't have to grovel to him.
CJ, you killing him right now. That's what you're doing. You're killing him, babe. You're killing him.
Hey. Because you know,
and it's
man.
Been fun listening to you guys too all season. It's
thank
been
you,
a
CJ.
Lot of fun.
Appreciate that.
Really has.
Hey, so. CJ, man, thank you. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. You know, Gilbert, he said some things that, you know, early on people were calling for, you know, Jordan Love to be replaced. I remember somebody calling here and saying that rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
What's the guy's name?
The rookie quarterback.
Oh.
Dog, I'm going to tell you this, and you know this, Earl. From day one, I was on the train. Day one, I feel like I was the conductor on that train, because I knew and I saw what was about to happen if you give him time. You can't just jump on somebody. Man, you got to give him time, just like this offensive line. Like, just like what we was just talking about off air, about gelling and being able to, it takes time to do that. People don't understand that. They think, get in and play. No, it takes time to gel.
So let me ask you, man, the Packers, because when they got rid, of Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams,
mm-hmm.
they got a bunch of great high draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
They still got some left over.
Mm-hmm.
So they got some more great draft choices.
Mm-hmm.
They really can pick talent, can't they?
That's the whole point about it, man. That's the difference between us and Chicago, or us and Detroit, or us and whoever. It's because if you don't got a good GM, a good talent dude, you in trouble. And that's the difference, because he sees talent, but he sees talent for what it is. I'm seeing for if I got a starter and this talent comes in and my starter goes down, well, this guy come in and it won't skip a beat. That's his mentality. And that's how he gets talent, is because I need guys that's just as good as this guy or even better. And if I don't have that guy, then that position is going to fail.
Well, see, it's one thing, Gilbert, if you're picking those cats, you know, early,
mm-hmm.
and you're talking about you got, you know, one of the top 8, one of the top 10, one of the top 20,
mm-hmm.
that's easy to pick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it ain't easy because the Bears been messing it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about, man, they get cats in the 6th round,
5th
round.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, the gems, I mean, of course, a first round is the first round unless it's a bust.
Right.
But the gems are usually in the 3rd, 4th, 5th rounds. You know what I'm saying? Those guys that just miraculously show up out of nowhere, and you're just like, my God. You know what I'm saying? I picked the right dude, you know?
You know, if you look at the Packers' defensive line.
Ooh.
And I don't, you know.
Watch yourself.
A many of them cats, man, I don't even
know
who they are.
Yeah, okay. Be
they
careful.
They kind of no-name guys.
Be careful.
But, man.
You talk about my boys.
They all put some, man, they keep some pressure on you.
That's the thing, that right now they know names.
Without blitzing.
Right now they know names. But just wait. 93, 97,
yeah.
52, 90. You see what I'm saying? I don't know his name, but I know that number.
Right.
Eventually you're going to know that name, because that's how they coming. Beating up offensive linemen is making pressure. You know what I'm saying? Giving the DBs a chance to cover, or the DBs giving them a chance for sacks. That's why everything got to work together. If I cover this guy real well, you should get a sack.
You know, the defensive backs, Packers got a great group of defensive.
Ooh.
Well, but they've invested.
And half of them ain't 100%, and they out there balling. Come on, man. The best cornerback in the league, Jair Alexander.
I know, I keep saying that.
He's a little silly at times. He do some stupid stuff.
They paying him like he's the best.
He is the best. He is the best. I'll put him up against any receiver in the league.
Well, he's a small guy.
I'll put him up against any receiver. That's if you got a dog in the yard and you got another dog or another clown that jumped the fence, I'm turning him loose on him. And he gonna get him.
Hey, Calvin, you like that analogy? Only the grave digger.
I'm gonna turn that dog loose.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. If your dreams have been dashed, you can still call. We'll talk about it. Under the helmet with the
We got day. Something to be proud about.
Hey, all right.
Hey, it's Mino. Join us Tuesday for Mino and the Mayor. Sandra Rank from Sandra Rank Realty joins us to talk about the real estate market at 7:30. Mino and the Mayor, 6 to 8 on WGBW and WISS.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Advocates are urging Wisconsin schools and farmers to apply for grants to offer more locally grown food in school cafeterias. The money is available in Wisconsin and three other Great Lakes states through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The goal is to boost local rural economies while offering kids fresh, healthy food. State School Superintendent Jill Underly says Wisconsin should use part of its projected $4 billion surplus to boost public education.
What's mental health needs? We need to fund special education because special education funding actually funds all our programs in our schools, and it gives our school districts the ability to be able to do the best for kids.
Underly speaking with WISN-TV's Upfront after addressing last week's school board's convention in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. City of Duluth crews responded to a water main break on Sunday night. According to city officials, crews were called out to the 3200 block of Celia Street on Sunday. By 8:30 p.m., crews were still working to repair the break, and water had been turned off on Celia Street between Trudeau and Hutchinson Roads. The city was unable to tell how long the repairs would take, but crews worked to restore water service as quickly as possible. City officials also did not specify what caused the water main break. The Wisconsin State Assembly approved a bill to guarantee parents the right to determine their child's pronouns and pull them out of classes that conflict with their personal beliefs. The bill passed in the Republican-controlled Assembly with a 62-35 vote and now moves on to the Republican-controlled State Senate. If passed in the State Senate, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is expected to veto the bill, as he has decisively vetoed similar bills in the past. Opponents of the bill argue it is essentially censorship. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
It's game two of the Bucks and the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Pistons again in Detroit. Milwaukee winning the first game Saturday night, 145-131. The Bucks return home Wednesday for a rematch against the Cavaliers. College basketball. Badgers picking up a win at the Kohl Center over Indiana Friday night, 91-79. Their next game is tomorrow night in Minnesota against the Gophers. Marquette got a win on the road, beating St. John's by 1 point, 73-72 on Saturday. Their next game is Wednesday against DePaul in Chicago. The Packers packing their bags, losing to the 49ers, 24-21, ending their season on emotional Aaron Jones after the game.
Nobody thought we would be here. Nobody thought we would make it to the second round of the playoffs. But it just shows that if you buy in, you believe in each other, you work together, offense, defense, special teams, and you really come together, it's hard to stop. However, it's that chemistry, you build chemistry, it's hard to stop.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy today, but it's also going to be warmer. Our high right around 32 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at around 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, a little light snow by morning. Our low 26 tomorrow, a little light snow in the morning. Cloudy all day with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
It's a beautiful morning.
So this is a tribute to the Motown in Detroit.
Yeah, I know this.
Right?
You can't get past and not know these songs.
I know, man, but this is Detroit, man. Man, you weren't even born when this came out.
Nah, sure wasn't.
Welcome back to Under the Man.
Harold, when I hear songs like this, I think about, like, what are you talking about right there? You in a 38 Dodge traveling down the road on a nice summer day. Morning.
So you would, that's the difference between you and me. You want to be traveling down with a 38 Dodge. I want a 2024 Bentley.
See. Act your age, brother. Act your age, bro.
Help me with the gray.
You gonna be on? You gonna be in the three-wheel tricycle going down the sidewalk?
Hey man, no, make it the convertible Bentley.
Convertible?
Yeah, let's go to Susan from McFarland. Good morning to you, Susan. Thank you very much for the call. You say
good morning. Oh, good morning. Good to talk to you guys. Go Pack. They had an awesome ending to their season, and I just love to watch Jordan Love play and all the guys. And my grandson, Jerry Alexander, is his hero. And he plays defensive back on his football league in school. So he watches the game like a hawk. I've learned a lot from him about coverage and stuff. It was kind of interesting what you can learn from an 11-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So, but always good to hear you guys banter. And yes, the Packers have amazing season coming up next year and the next year. So it's amazing.
Hey, Susan, you know about coverage?
Yes, she know about coverage, man. She probably can cover better than you can.
You said what, Susan?
I said I know about man and zone coverage. Yes.
Well, let me ask
go
you.
Go ahead, Susan. Go ahead with your bad self.
I have to ask you, Susan. You ever hear of a guy named Gilbert Brown?
Absolutely. One of my heroes.
I'm just checking out your football IQ.
Thank you, Miss Susan.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening.
Yes, ma'am.
I really
thank
appreciate you.
You
calling. Let's go to Steven from, of all places, Green Bay.
Uh-oh.
Gilbert, I need you to help me this morning with something.
Come on, baby.
I heard Earl say something about you can't talk about close. Well, I can tell you something that has never been close, and that's the Vikings to the Super Bowl. Now, with that being said, I got to tell you something.
Go ahead, brother. Preach, brother.
The San Francisco 49ers were 10-point favorites over us.
Sure.
We led most of the game. Mm-hmm. There is no reason for any Packer fans to be holding their head down, feeling sorry for themselves. We exceeded expectations this year. Something that the Vikings also don't know how to do.
Mm.
So, with that being said, yeah, I'm getting at him because he comes on these airwaves with that big Minnesota Vikings helmet on, saying, "Oh my God, I can't talk about close." You know what? I can tell you that he doesn't know what close is when it comes to the Super Bowl. How many Super Bowls have the Packers been to? Come on, get out of here, Gilbert.
Hey, guess what? I'm trying to hold him from cutting the phone off, man. I'm trying to hold his hand.
Hey, Steven, I thought you and me were partners.
We are on certain topics, but not when it comes to my Green Bay Packers, we are.
You know,
I love me some Steve right now. I love him.
Listen, man, you know, I'm not going to talk about the Vikings. It would have been a different story. If, quarterback.
Steve, you're talking to a jumper right here. If the Vikings ain't good, he going to jump to the Lions. If the Lions ain't good, he going to jump back to the Vikings. Keep jumping, brother.
Well, you know, those were teams that, as a young boy, I always watched and enjoyed watching. So
you can't be jumping all over the place, man. Thanks, Steve.
Hey, listen, man.
You pumped me up today,
Hey, Steve,
man.
Thank you very much for the call. But isn't that what many Packer fans were doing? Mm-mm. Hey, it's time to get rid of Joe Barry. Hey, wait a minute.
No, that's the difference.
Time to get rid of,
they haven't jumped from the team like you do.
It's time to get rid of Gutekunst. Oh, it's time to get rid of. It's time to get rid of this person. Time to get, come on, man.
They didn't jump from the team though, Earl. Earl, they didn't jump from the team like you do.
What do you mean?
You got to stay with your team. You ain't got. You ain't got the opportunity to pick eight teams and call them your team.
Hey, man. Hey, I said Detroit.
But everybody know you're a Viking fan.
Hey, yeah. So
make your mind up, man.
Hey, let's go to Rico, man.
Oh, Rico
from Rock County. Hey,
Rico Suave.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Rico?
Hey guys, how you doing? Hey, all first right. off, man, I just want to thank you, Earl, and Gilbert, especially. For this show that you guys have put on this season, it's really, really been a great thing at the Civic Media. This show, just can't thank you guys enough. Now, that being said, as I sit here this Monday morning on this beautiful day, mm-hmm. you know, I know we lost that game Saturday night, but why don't I feel like they beat us? Feel like they beat us.
Thank you, Rico.
I don't feel like they beat us. And I want to say, hey, you know, it was about midway through the season on this fine show that I heard some naysayers mm-hmm. about a guy named A.J. Dillon. And I found myself in all those third and shorts, fourth and ones, all them instances in that last mm-hmm. Saturday night game.
They needed him.
Man, did we miss A.J. I kept saying, give me A.J. Dillon. And guys, let me say, that being said, go back to last year at the same time. We had that ball. We had that ball last year with Rodgers at 7-yard line, just had to get in the end zone to win this game. Same game we played this last weekend. And they threw the ball four times, and we went home losers. And in that game last year, I kept saying, come on, AJ's averaging 4 yards a carry. You got it on the 7. You got to get it in the end zone. We win this game. We go on. Oh, and AJ never got the ball last year. Mm-hmm. I surely missed him this year, guys. And Gilbert, you asked me about Barry a few weeks ago. I don't know that I'd change anything about this team. I surely don't know that I'd change a darn thing about this
Tell
team.
Him, Rico.
Well, hindsight is always 20/20, they say.
Rico, we got a hater in here. We got a hater in here, man.
So, but I remember, man, people beating up, including you, Gilbert, beating
up. I beat him to death. I beat him like
a drum.
Thank you. But listen, man, they jailed. They picked it up at the end. And that's the reason. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm torn, Earl, because Joe Barry finally figured out what he had and was dialing up stuff at the end. If there was an award, I would give him the most improved defensive coordinator at the end of the season. Most improved, because he took a 7-seed defense and almost beat the 1 and 2 seed. Give it to him.
Well, look, Gilbert.
That sound like Ric Flair, that
you know. Ric Flair, he just a shadow of what he used to be.
He's an older man, you know, but he's still jet setting.
Yeah, you know,
limousine ride.
Look. Girl chase.
Thank you.
Yeah, in his mind.
Thank. Oh no! I hung out with him this summer.
Hung out with Ric Flair.
Yes, he was at an event that I did. I'll show you the picture.
Ric Flair weighed about 160 pounds.
Go up and say something about his mama. Go ahead. You gonna be on YouTube in a neck roll. Go ahead and say something about it.
Hey, let me ask you, man.
You too easy. You too easy. Your material, I just kill you.
Hey, man, listen.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to be gracious.
Okay, be gracious.
Okay, all right. Because the grave digger's in the house, you know.
I appreciate it. You're the only person why I'm here.
And so let me. So we got two great games this weekend.
Oh, here we go.
Come on. So.
NFC Championship, AFC Championship.
Yeah. Can Kansas City beat?
No.
The Ravens?
Absolutely not.
Man, the Ravens' defense is absolutely not.
They can put, what's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Put Taylor Swift out there in the slot and let her do a run and see what happened to her. They're going to throw that woman on her neck. No, there is no way the Kansas City Chiefs are going to beat the Baltimore Ravens.
So you're a defensive guy.
Yes.
You've seen the Ravens' defense. They're the real deal, huh?
They're the real deal. But
they hit anything moving.
But you got to understand the dynamic that they have. I told you this yesterday when we talked on the phone. People, we do talk, not just on Mondays, y'all. And I was telling him, there is no greater threat than Mr. Jackson. Because if you drop back and all your DBs are running downfield with they back to him, trying to cover them receivers, and the defensive line are going up the field, what happens? The Michael Vick and Mr. Jackson turns on. So if my receivers ain't open, and these off defensive linemen are running up the field, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to go get me 30 downfield.
Where are the linebackers?
They're coverage. They're in coverage, my brother. Unless you put a spy on him, which is one of the linebackers say, don't cover nobody, spy on him. But here's the dynamic of that. If you put the spy in Barry Sanders in a little box, who you betting on?
Oh, man. Hey, so the linebackers cover the zones.
Yes. Or if it's man,
right.
You got to take the backs out of the backfield. Ain't nobody counting for Mr. Jackson. Did you hear what I said?
Yeah, and
Mr. Jackson.
And he ripped them apart.
He should be MVP.
On Sunday.
He should be MVP. I don't see nobody better.
So I don't, you know, I just think, man, the Kansas City, a good team. They're not a great team anymore.
No, but they're managing. Because you want to know why? They got a hell of a coach, Andy Reid, and they got a hell of a quarterback. That's what's keeping them alive. They ain't got no receivers.
No,
too much.
Oh, man.
You know, their defense is pretty good, suspect
at
times.
They're young.
I don't see nobody beating Baltimore. They're the new champs.
And I would be, to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind that, right?
Because, yeah, it's time.
Yeah. Let's say the Detroit Lions figure out a way to get past. The 49ers.
They ain't going to do it.
So the dream ends for the Lions.
The dream ends in San Francisco.
You ain't saying that in Detroit.
They ain't going to be in Detroit.
I know.
They're going to be in San Francisco.
You're not in Detroit saying the dream ends for the Lions in Detroit.
You know what? I want the Lions to be good. I'm tired of the Vikings and the Bears. You know, it's time. We always going to be good. Y'all going to be mad at us until the day comes. But it's time for the Detroit Lions to step up. Because you want to know something? I really dislike talking about them. But I sat there and I watched a highlight video.
Of this year's Lions?
Yes.
They're good.
When they in that all gray.
Yeah.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Now they tight. When that all gray or they put on that all blue. But the logo.
You don't
the
like
fans
the
is popping now.
I know.
You see what I'm saying? It's time. It's been a long time.
Well, Gilbert, you got to say the coach. He's got him fired up.
You know what? That's the whole big thing that changed that whole team. The coach has coaches that's been through it. They ain't got no some old white man or some old dude with glasses sitting over. They got dudes in there that played the double team, that played the bump and run, that played the leads. Yes, that can explain it. And they ain't old and crabby and all that other stuff, man. That's why the Detroit Lions.
So wait a minute, man. So you acting like the football coaches they're not a whole lot of old crabby coaches left in the game.
It's kind of like the political world when they got two 80-year-olds want to be president.
Yeah. Hey man, we talking about football.
I'm
man.
Just saying. All it's right, the same I'll thing.
I'm gonna help you with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Get my cage, man.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I'm Scott, the owner of Solid Fire Pits. When I began welding my custom-made fire pits for friends and family, I shared them on TikTok because I was just so proud of them.
Check it out. That's beautiful.
I posted every new fire pit design and more people kept ordering from 26 states and counting. Then on my birthday, I had my best sales ever. Now how can the universe beat that?
Solid Fire Pits is just one of the 5 million U.S. businesses that rely on TikTok every day. TikTok sparks business.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
What Hammer say? You can't touch it.
Welcome back to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us. That's saying them. So Gilbert, the kicker.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
He's a rookie, man.
Explain. Let me explain before I go in on this, okay. Boy. I don't like kickers. I'm going to just tell you that right now. You only got one job. Why? Now, I ain't trying to degrade him or nothing, but I'm telling the truth, and everybody will say that because I ain't playing no more, so I can say it now.
Right.
If we out there sweating in the summer, busting our tail, doing what we got to do to make the team better, you look over, you see the kicker sitting on the bag with the punter, and they laughing and joking.
Yeah, they kicking it.
Playing Game Boys and all this other stuff. And then they get in the game and they miss the kick. Oh.
Let me ask you, man, because you've played on teams when the kickers missed an extra point or field goal.
Mm, we had some great kickers.
I know. So they're part of the team. You can't blame them for the
loss. Yeah, I can't blame them. Yeah, I can. But you know, the one thing is that we shouldn't put it in their hands. We should do our job, but we got to have a safety valve, and that's them. And if the safety valve come in and it busts instead of keep everything running,
so let me ask. Problem. So that guy missed the field goal.
Young,
he missed the field goal.
Maturity.
He's your teammate.
Yeah.
But part of you after the game, in your mind, you're in the locker room, and you say that missed the field goal. Are you thinking stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. But you don't say it.
I know you don't say it.
You don't say
it.
You wait 6 months. Then you say it. Maybe when training camp starts. Hey, fool. Remember you missed that kick? Do it again, yeah? Do it again.
So.
You got to encourage him right now, though.
Yeah, he's still your teammate.
He's still your teammate. A kicker.
Yeah, but in your mind, you do think.
Oh, in your mind, yeah. You say, hey, man, all you do is kick the ball. How you miss that? That's a chip shot. Never know, man.
Let me.
Under pressure.
That's just it, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, especially for a young guy. Rookie, too. Young guy. That's why I say maturity. Even with Jordan Love right there. Maturity.
Yeah.
On that last play.
Yeah, because they had two timeouts left.
Should have just ran it.
He didn't have to.
He should have just took it to the sideline. If he didn't make it to the sideline, call a timeout. But don't try to make that happen.
But Gilbert.
It's three guys over there.
He's been making it happen all year.
Not that. You got to look at that play. He cross-bodied to throw. There's nothing.
There was no chance.
There is nothing good cross-body and with three guys in that area.
Even as strong as his arm is, yeah. You hear people talking about
but see, you got to understand, we're up top. At his level, he might have didn't seen that guy. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to look through the offensive right. lineman to see certain things. You never know during his thing what he saw. But the logical thing, if I was this coach, would say, you should just ran to the sideline. I think you can beat Bosa to the sideline. Get those yards you can.
So and even if not, he had two timeouts.
He had two timeouts.
You know.
And that was what, second down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Second down. So,
two downs to go.
But like you said, those are learning experiences.
Yes, maturity. For the kicker and for him. That won't happen next year.
You know, I will say this, Gilbert. It was a great season. Do they retain Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Jones.
They better. They better not change nothing.
Well, they have to change something.
What they gonna change? They might need to get rid of one or two linemen.
AJ Dillon.
They need to keep that boy.
They're gonna get rid of him.
They missed him.
Yeah, they did miss him.
They need to keep that boy. You can't replace.
He played well this season.
He played well, man.
And somehow,
especially when Jones was down.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know, man. You can't change nothing. You can add, but don't change.
Well, Gilbert, that's the way the game goes.
Yeah,
you change from season.
Gutekunst is the dial-up man. The buck stops with him.
Every time you came back in that 4-year stint. When you guys had that dominant team, there was some changes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's the game, changes. Right? That's
yeah,
the game.
With the exception of Desmond Howard, you know, and guys retiring, you got to make changes then. Other than that, wasn't nobody leaving.
You know, man, you kind of. The season went by fast.
Too fast, didn't it?
Yeah, it went really fast.
I can remember when we were sitting up and talking about day one.
Yeah, man.
We were just getting off of that baseball mess.
Yeah, yeah. And I said 9-8.
Oh, here you go, y'all. Here you go, y'all.
Hey, I'm just saying.
You said it, yeah.
I said 9-8.
You said it at day one.
Yeah.
And I said at day one how good Jordan Love's going to be.
Yeah, but I'll tell you something, man. The Packers, and I also remember saying during the preseason, Packers got a lot of talent. I said, man, did I say that as well?
You said they got dudes on the shelf that y'all ain't even seen yet.
Man.
That's going to get out there.
And the youngest team.
Who was Bo Melton? Where he come from?
Well, but they can't keep.
Reed, where he come from? It was all about Watson and the other guy.
They can't keep all them. Wide receivers.
They should be under contract for next year. Young guys.
You know, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's been amazing.
Name three tops that they need to keep.
Huh?
Three tops that they need to keep. They can't get rid of.
Well, come on, man. What kind of question is that?
You got that? They trying to get rid of the running back. Two of them.
Well, guess what? You give me some time to think about that.
Yeah, I know you old. Your brain ain't working.
Because next Monday, we'll be able to look at all those different things. But for now, we got to leave it there. Under the helmet with the Gravedigger.
Hey.
Always great to have him in.
Now I got to get home through the snowstorm.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll be back.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us at PeaceCorps.gov.
Listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.